Chapter 5. Then again lifting up my eyes I saw a roll in flight through the air. And he said to me, "What do you see?" And I said, "A roll going through the air, it is 20 cubits long and 10 cubits wide." Then he said to me, "This is the curse which goes out over the face of all the land, for long enough has every thief gone without punishment, and long enough has every taker of false oaths gone without punishment. And I will send it out, says the Lord of armies, and it will go into the house of the thief and into the house of him who takes a false oath by my name, and it will be in his house, causing its complete destruction, with its woodwork and its stones." And the angel who was talking to me went out and said to me, "Let your eyes be lifted up now, and see the ephah which is going out." And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "This is an ephah which is going out." And he said further, "This is their evil doing in all the land." And I saw a round cover of lead lifted up, and a woman was seated in the middle of the ephah. And he said, "This is sin." And pushing her down into the ephah, he put the weight of lead on the mouth of it. And lifting up my eyes I saw two women coming out, and the wind was in their wings, and they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they took the ephah, lifting it up between earth and heaven. And I said to the angel who was talking to me, "Where are they taking the ephah?" And he said to me, "To make a house for her in the land of Shinar, and they will make a place ready, and put her there in the place which is hers,